and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has 15 John Deere dealerships across the state of Kansas that are committed to delivering the right solution. And right now, Prairie Land Partners has openings for parts specialists, service technicians, sales representatives, and various management positions. If you're seeking a career with a leading agricultural company that offers competitive wages and great benefits, visit the careers page at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 29th of August, 71 degrees on our way to 94, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention Director Melissa Owen. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Melissa had chatted with me here last week about a brand new fundraiser. So I wanted to lead off on this here, Melissa, because we've got other activities that will be coming up that are already on the schedule, have been for some time. But you have a brand new fundraiser, and it sounds like this is going to be roughly about a month long.
It is, yes. We have a brand new idea come up last week. We are going to launch what we are calling Warriors for Hope here in Emporia, which is 10 of our local community members. We have asked if they would be a hope warrior for us to go out into the community representing suicide prevention awareness and education and a source for resources and to help us raise funds to save lives during the month of September.
So how is this going to lay out for the 10 individuals that are involved?
We are asking that they create a unique way of engaging individuals, whether they want to do a type of fundraiser, whether they want to do a type of online fundraising through a Facebook campaign, if they want to host an event, just however they feel comfortable in engaging the community.
Do you have your 10 fundraisers ready to go?
I do, yes. As of last Friday, I do.
Well, I'm going to announce here that I'm on this list, and I want Melissa to go ahead and handle who else is going to be on this list.
We have Isaac Rangel, who is going to be is actually one of the captains of one of a dynamic disc team here, where he is going to be arranging an event for us next year. So he has jumped on board. We have Tegan Trahoon, also of KVOE. He has volunteered to be part of our mission. We also have Madeline Matthews, who's with the Graphic Street Storage. She has been a great supporter for Beacon for Hope since our inception. We also have, I don't have my list in front of me, so I'm trying to go off the top of my head. I talked to so many. We have Gail Stevens, who is part of Emporia State. She in the music department and is also a dean up there, so she's excited. Jeff Kippelman will be joining us, as well as a few others.
So do we have some activities and events that are already on the schedule here for the Warriors of Hope campaign?
Yes, we do, actually. Nancy Staniford, who is up at Emporia State, she was extremely excited when asked, and she has already organized a walk, run, slash gravel grind that will occur in Lebo.
Whoa.
On the last weekend in September. So, yes, she's very enthusiastic to get the word out. So, yes, we're excited to be part of that event.
Well, just keep us posted on the activities, because they will be in mass, it sounds like, raising money for suicide prevention, Beacon for Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned we've got a couple other fundraisers coming up. What about your event at Peter Pan Park here coming up soon?
Yes, so we have Hope in the Park, which we're excited about. This year we'll be bringing together different organizations in town to be able to provide their resources to our community. Our idea is to try to flood our community as well as we can with the different types of organizations we have here, the different type of resources that they provide to help take the burden off of some of the things that people struggle with. We have a lived experience speaker who will actually give her testimony of what it's like to have struggled with suicidal ideation and kind of where she's at now. Of course, we'll have activities for the kiddos to do. We have healing activities for those who have lost a loved one to suicide. We'll have our Beacon for Hope swag, a bake sale. Some other small vendors will be there as well.
And later on, you've got, if memory serves me correctly, you've got the big ball coming up. This has been a really a fun event that's been developed over the last 3 to 4 years, but you've got your masquerade ball coming too.
Yes, we do. We're very excited this year to be hosting the ball at the Granada Theater, which is new, a new location for us. And so we have all the details set. We're super excited to see the community come out and support us there in November.
And what about Hilarity for Charity?
Yes, so that is the event that Tegan has organized to be able to raise funds as part of his Hope Warrior. So we're excited to have that on the evening of the 24th as well. He has a great lineup of comedians to come in, and the station has been gracious enough to be the hosting venue for us.
Good deal. So if folks would like more information about Warriors for Hope, how do they get that?
They can either send me an email at melissa@hopelinks.org, or they can always give us a call at 620-794-2229.
All right, Melissa, before we let you go here, talk really quickly about what Beacon for Hope offers in case people haven't figured it out already. And there's always a few. It's like, I've heard the name, but I don't know what we're dealing with here. Let folks know what Beacon for Hope is all about and how it helps connect people and agencies that can help out.
Our mission is to provide education, resources, support, and hope for anybody who's been affected by suicide, who lives with somebody with a mental health issue that needs resources. So what we do is we provide formal trainings for businesses, organizations, or community members to help with identifying members of the community that may need mental health assistance. And then we have gathered all of the resources that are available locally and nationally that people can utilize if they need that mental health help.
And again, hopelinks.org, 620-794-2229. All right, sounds good. Well, really appreciate your time, Melissa. Looking forward to being involved, and hopefully I can get an event on that schedule that actually draws in some money. So.
Thanks, You're Melissa.
Great. I know you will. Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Yeah, Beacon for Hope's Suicide Prevention Director, Melissa Owen, on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our morning show specifically, well, this week...